opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
His ball's gone!
We're counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yes!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. You got to be willing to base run or you can't play here.
It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz here with you, getting you caught up on all things Milwaukee Brewers as they will wrap things up in Miami against the Marlins. It'll be Edward Cabrera going for Miami, going up for the first time in over 680 days. Brandon Woodruff, first pitch scheduled for 1240 today from Lone Depot Park in Miami, game number 90 on the season. It'll be the first time we see Woodruff since 2023 for the crew. First thing we do on every show, the starting lineups.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Starting things off with Miami during the rubber match at Lone Depot Park. It'll be Xavier Edwards leading things off at second base. Jesus Sanchez, the right fielder, will bat second. Otto Lopez, the shortstop, bats third. Augustin Ramirez, the catcher today, will bat fourth. Kyle Stowers, the DH, will bat fifth. Eric Wagaman, the first baseman, batting sixth. Heriberto Hernandez will be the left fielder, batting seventh today. Connor Norby at third base will bat eighth. Dane Myers in center field rounds things out. He bats ninth for the Marlins. Now the offense for Brandon Woodruff today, leading it off in right field, it is Sal Frelick. William Contreras is the DH. He will bat second. Christian Yelich in left field will bat third. Jackson Churio in center field bats fourth today. Bryce Turang at second base will bat fifth. Caleb Durbin, the third baseman, bats sixth. Jake Bowers, the first baseman, bats seventh. Andrew Monasterio gives Joey Ortiz the day off. He is the shortstop. Eric Haas rounds things out catching today and batting ninth for the crew. Wow, I mean, yesterday, I don't want to spend too much time on that game because everyone is so excited for what is about to happen today. The last time we saw Brandon Woodruff, it was back in 2023. In fact, he pitched against the Miami Marlins in that game. What a comeback it is now for Brandon Woodruff. Excited to see what he can do in his return back to the mound. And there are some corresponding moves that they have with Brandon Woodruff coming back to the club. For instance, today the Brewers activated Brandon Woodruff onto the 26-man roster. Chad Patrick, after pitching yesterday, is now back down with AAA in Nashville. And another corresponding move, outfielder Garrett Mitchell has been moved officially to the 60-day IL. We heard about a week ago from Kurt Hoge. It is expected to be a season-ending injury for Garrett Mitchell, the outfielder for the Milwaukee Brewers. It is the leadoff show. Tommy Wirtz here with you, getting you caught up on all things Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Before we talk any more about Brandon Woodruff, let's first go through the game yesterday on the Rewind.
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the leadoff show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
After winning game one, Milwaukee looked to do the same in game number two. It was Chad Patrick going up against Cal Quantrill for Miami, and the Brewers would be the first team to strike in this one after a clean first frame from both pitchers. In the second inning, Jackson Churio would reach on an infield single. I thought it was a fun stat hearing that the Milwaukee Brewers actually lead Major League Baseball in infield hits. An out, the next man up, Rhys Hoskins with his first triple as a Brewer.
To center field, and it is down and going to go all the way to the wall. Churio's going to score with ease. Where will Hoskins end up? He's around second. He is headed for third, and he is there standing with an RBI triple.
Highlights courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Jeff Levering and Vinny Rattino on the call. Then leading things off in the second, Kyle Stowers continuing to stay hot against Milwaukee. He would hit a home run to tie it up. A double from Eric Wagaman, then a double from Liam Hicks. It was three straight extra base hits in the second, and the Brewers found themselves down 2-1. Head to the top of the fourth, Jackson Churio, his second hit of the ball game, a double to left field. Then Rhys Hoskins would walk later on. Isaac Collins up to the plate, helping the offensive side again.
There's a line shot back up the middle, of base hit. That'll tie the game 2-2. Isaac Collins drives in a run. Splitter on the outer part of the plate, and Collins hit it right back where it came from.
2-2 after four innings, and after five, Chad Patrick able to get through and have a no decision on his name. DL Hall would come in after Patrick's final line looks like this. He went five innings in yesterday's contest, four hits, two earned runs, just two strikeouts, and the home run allowed to Stowers. In the sixth inning, no damage done. In the seventh as well, not a problem. Then in the eighth inning, Miami started to get things going off of Nick Mears, who struggled in this one. A single from Dane Myers, a single from Sanoa, and then Xavier Edwards would bunt, load the bases up. That would be it for Nick Mears in the game. Jared Koenig came in, was actually very productive to start it off. He got Connor Norby to strike out, then a fielder's choice right back to the pitcher after Otto Lopez hit a grounder right back to him. He was one pitch away and then gave up a two RBI single to Augustin Ramirez. The Milwaukee Brewers unable to do anything in the top part of the ninth inning. The Brewers would fall 4-2 in the contest as they are now 49-40 on the year. Henriquez is the winning pitcher. Nick Mears takes the loss. He didn't even get through a valid start. No outs recorded for Nick Mears in that one. Three hits, two earned runs, as Koenig giving up those runs would result being earned towards Nick Mears. Brewers now 22-23 on the road as well. They don't get to that magic number of four we always talk about with them, and it shows. The Milwaukee Brewers unable to do anything. Chad Patrick, his season looking like it might be in jeopardy now as Brandon Woodruff set to return, plus Nestor Cortez going to come back. Overall, not a very bad showing for your first 95 innings of work or so from Chad Patrick to start off his career. 94 2/3 innings, 93 hits, 37 earned runs, 95 strikeouts. He was able to have a 3.52 ERA, which is 32nd in all of baseball. He went 3-7, never quite got the run support showed yesterday. The whip a little high at 130. Chad Patrick back down with AAA Nashville, expecting to see him there for the foreseeable future. And the Milwaukee Brewers now going with Brandon Woodruff today in game number 3 of the series. Afterwards, though, a couple of things. Jake Bowers had to replace Rhys Hoskins in this game. There was a little bit of uncomfortableness in the thumb. It sounds like it's just a jam. X-rays were negative, but a precautionary. They took him out of the contest yesterday. Pat Murphy speaking after the game as well about Rhys Hoskins and the game 2 loss to the Miami Marlins. Here is Pat Murphy after yesterday's 4-2 loss.
Came in and we told them they're probably going to pinch hit here. And sure enough, he did his job, and then he just made one. He left his changeup up to their four-hole hitter that, you know, you can argue it's not a good pitch. He just struck a guy out on it before that. You can argue it's not one of his top pitches. But the bottom line is he didn't locate it well. But he did a great job up to that point. Mm-hmm. But you got to finish the job. So.
Mm-hmm. And how about Mears before him? How did you think he threw the ball? He'd been throwing it pretty well lately.
Yeah, I mean, he went 3-0 on the guy going to bunt. What did the first guy do? Hit a rocket up the middle on a fastball, not well located. But, I don't think he pitched very well.
Perf, any sense as to Rhys, the severity, if anything?
Yeah, it doesn't look great. It's not fractured. I wouldn't say it's I don't know after that. He doesn't feel great right now, and I think it's going to be superstore for it's your bottom hand swinging, so it's very, really important. It's that thumb. I don't think we'll see him for a few days, but hopefully it's not an IL, but it might be, depending on how he feels in the next few days.
Did he even try to grip a bat?
He did.
Okay, just checking.
The conversation initially was like, let's see, just get through the inning and then let's see,
or
just have to come out.
No, well, he said it didn't feel very good. He said he could squeeze a glove. They did all the testing they do out there. I was just out there, you know, to, get more TV time. So that's a joke, by the way. I'm acting like you're reporting it and you're not, but I get it. I can tell it was killing him, but he finished the inning and then came in. Tried to grab a bat. He said, no, I can't grab a bat. For it to be like that, and Rhys Hoskins, because I know who he is, it's got to be really hurting him. So I'm not anticipating he's not going to come back tomorrow and say, I feel good. So it'll be a few days, and that hurts. But, we had some opportunities today and didn't do it. Didn't get the big hit at the big time. Put some pressure on him. Got the starter out of there. Credit goes to the Marlins. They're scrappy. They play hard. We didn't do enough. It's hard to win a major league game. You got to stay after it. You got to get big hits. You got to perform with the men on third and one out. We didn't. So,
how'd you assess Patrick's outing?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's never been this deep into a major league season. He's 18 starts in. He gave us 5 innings. You know, it's not bad. He gave us a chance to win. 2 runs, made big pitches at big time. Competes like crazy and gave us 5 good innings. Wasn't great. Wasn't his best outing. D.L. Hall needs to be noted. Was very, very good again. That bodes well.
There is the manager, Pat Murphy, speaking to the media after the game. That audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Rhys Hoskins also providing an update on his own accord as well. He spoke after the game. This audio courtesy of Todd Rosiak on Twitter.
Rhys, can you kind of give us a lowdown on how the thumb feels right now?
It's sore for sure. I obviously finished the inning and just didn't feel comfortable swinging a bat down below. Felt like somebody else in there was going to give us a better chance. So told Murph and came up here, got some x-rays. Those were negative, which was a great start. So just kind of play the waiting game. See how we are tomorrow when I come in and go from there.
How often does this happen? Did you describe it more of like a jam or just the collision itself?
Yeah, I think jam's a good way to describe it. It's obviously just a part of the game. It's unfortunate that, you know, ended up like that. I had one a couple days ago where it didn't. I've also had one here that ended up worse. So again, like, it's just a part of the game, and unfortunate it ended the way that it did.
After seeing their team a couple of days and knowing what they were doing coming in, what do you think about what the Marlins have here?
Yeah, they got some nice players. Like, they're playing good baseball over there. I know Clayton decently well, just from him coaching first with the Dodgers for a long time. So I know what kind of baseball guy he is, and he's got them doing all the right things. They're playing hard. They're playing with some emotion. And I mean, this place has always been a kind of a tough place to play as a visitor. I think we kind of saw that today. They have obviously some really young players, but they're in the big leagues for a reason. They got some talent too.
What'd you think when you saw the ball get by Myers that you hit?
Get to third base. I got some jokes thrown at me from some of the guys in the dugout about not trying to even sniff home, but got to get to third base with one out. My days of inside the park home runs are probably behind me, and that's okay.
Did you ever hit one in the professional ranks?
I haven't. Again, that's not my game. We'll leave that to the young, fast guys. We got a lot of those.
Reese, looking ahead to tomorrow, if you're willing, you've seen Woody the last 2 years in rehab mode.
Yeah.
What's everybody in here thinking when the guy has a chance to get back on the mound tomorrow?
I think we're all just stoked for him. Obviously, I saw a lot of him in rehab mode last year. I know what that's like to miss a full year. But I also know what it's like to try to compete against him, and that's not an easy task, and it's not a fun one either as a hitter. So I think we're just excited to see him back on the mound, and we got a chance to win a series, which I know he takes pretty serious as well. So, just excited for him to compete. I know he misses that.
There is Reese Hoskins speaking after the game. That audio again, courtesy Todd Rosiak on Twitter. It is the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. And the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday unable to come through with a victory. Today will officially now be a rubber match between Brandon Woodruff and Edward Cabrera. Woodruff is back for the first time since September 23rd, in which he actually pitched against the Miami Marlins. That was the last time. He missed all of last season, obviously, to recover from the shoulder injury to repair the anterior capsule. Does anyone know what that means? Because I have no idea what that means. But his last few big league starts have gone very well. In the last 32 starts right now, Brandon Woodruff, a 2.35 ERA dating back to May 22nd. That's about 190 innings of work. He actually, from the game notes here, a fun stat I did not know about. He's the franchise leader in ERA with a minimum of 500 innings pitched at a 3.10 ahead of Dan Plesac and Corbin Burns in the same stretch. Now, the Milwaukee Brewers, everyone knowing today is going to be a very emotional, hyped day for Brandon Woodruff. Wondering about the expectations for Brandon Woodruff during this time frame. You know, we talked to Drew Wagner a little bit about it a couple of days ago, and he'll join us again at 12:15 today. But is he going to go five innings? Is it a two-inning outing just to get him some major league experience one time through the order? Is he supposed to get through the order twice during this stretch? Not very sure what we're going to see out of Woodruff. Probably somewhere around that 75-85 pitch mark, I would assume. That's what we've seen a lot on these bring back starts, these rehab starts. Woodruff right now, in his rehab starts so far, he's had a few of them. 10 rehab starts in 2025, dates all the way back till April 12th. That first start was 3 2/3. He did go 7 innings on May 28th. That was against Peoria. 74 pitches in that. He's never had more than 83 pitches in an outing. His last outing on June 29th against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, he had 82 pitches. He went 3-2 during that time, a 2.79 ERA in 42 innings of work in rehab starts this year for Brandon Woodruff. So everyone excited to see what we get out of Brandon Woodruff today. A long time coming. There's a great video up on the social page for the Milwaukee Brewers. It has a little hype video for Brandon Woodruff. You should totally check it out if you're trying to get juiced up for this game, because Brandon Woodruff is back with the Milwaukee Brewers, and he will be making his first start in over 680 days. Coming up on the other side, we'll hear back from Brandon Woodruff a couple of days ago, in case you missed that audio, when they were in New York on July 1st. He spoke a little bit about how the rehab starts have gone and what he expects out of this performance, even how crazy it is that the last time he pitched on a big league mound, it was in Miami. It is the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sports.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But.
Who's hurt? Who's getting close to coming back? Let's check out today's injury report. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Tommy Wirtz here with you. Happy Sunday for everyone out there on this 4th of July weekend. Let me run down the Milwaukee Brewers lineup before I get you some injury updates for the crew. Sal Frelick leads things off. He's in right field. William Contreras is the DH, batting second today. Christian Yelich, the left fielder, batting third. Jackson Churio in center field bats fourth. Bryce Terang at second base will bat fifth. Caleb Durbin, the third baseman, bats sixth. Jake Bowers at first base will bat seventh. Andrew Monasterio, the shortstop, batting eighth. Eric Haas, catching, rounds things out, will bat ninth for the Crew. Obviously, we know Brandon Woodruff's return is going to be today in Miami. A couple other updates on the injury side. Again, just to remind you that we have Garrett Mitchell heading to the 60-day IL, although it sounds like that will be a season-ending injury. Rhys Hoskins will be out at least a few days with that thumb injury. There is no fracture, however. And Blake Perkins was pulled off his rehab assignment in AAA Nashville on Thursday, remember, with a left groin strain. We'll see if we get any update from that later on in the day. Brandon Woodruff returning to the Milwaukee Brewers. He spoke a few days ago. I cut it up a little bit here just so it's not the exact same thing, but it seems like everyone should hear what Brandon Woodruff had to say when they were in New York. This came from Kurt Hoag on Twitter. He seems very excited, and he thinks that everything is on pace for what he can do in Major League Baseball and return back to that form with the Crew.
And now it's just like getting ready to prepare for the pitch again in the Major Leagues and just figure out how it's going to work, how my stuff's going to work. And because that's been the difficult thing is, like, now it's like the third essentially ramp up. It's like I know how to pitch, but it's like I'm still fine-tuning, like, you know, sequencing, usage, stuff like that. And so all that, there's way more knowledge here. So I think it'll be I'll have a little bit better idea how I want to do that, you know, based off the information I have right now. So, but other than that, I felt good and come out of it. And, yeah, we'll go from there. Exciting.
How did it feel waking up that next morning realizing, like, the attitude shifts a little bit.
I was about 4 hours of sleep, and then I was going to catch an early 6 a.m. flight here to New York, and it was pushed back by 2 hours. So then I was at the airport at 4 a.m., and I sat around and then finally got on the plane and then had an incredible family off day yesterday. So did a lot of walking. And but yeah, just like getting back in the familiarity here, like, it's like I've never, like, missed a step. I know it's been 2 years, but essentially, like, it feels like you just fit right back in. And that's fortunate because I've been able to play long enough to, you know, have many trips here. It's probably a lot of these guys' first time, you know, coming here. And I've been fortunate to, you know, basically hit every ballpark. So in terms of that, none of that's, like, out of the ordinary. It's just getting back into a routine and hopefully just continue to stay healthy. And I know if I can do that, I will figure out how to get guys out at a high level again. It's just a matter of consistency, and that's it. So, but yeah, getting here and just knowing that, you know, I'm going to pitch again in the major leagues is exciting, and you know, it's been a long time. So, yeah.
Do you feel like physically you're where you want to be, or like as you thought about this process,
yeah,
is your stuff where you thought it would be? Thinking about it,
honestly, I had a plan going in the whole time with the minor league rehabs of not getting too caught up on results because, I mean, look, this is a result-oriented business, and I'm the first one that wants to go out and compete and do well, like just anybody else in this room. But I knew that this was going to be a tough process in terms of, like, I can't look at that. I have to get myself healthy. And you know, honestly, the biggest advice I got was from Dr. Meister before we left for spring training. He said, this year for you is not about results, it's about getting healthy. And I think that was the biggest thing that stuck with me. And listen, I know the nature of this game, I know the nature of the business, and you want to do well. But up until this point, I didn't know how these rehabs were going to go. And they went extremely well, to be, you know, honest. So I was happy about that. And I think it's just the knowledge of you know, knowing how to pitch and just going down and just trying to get my work in and focus on that side of it. And I think it was a good balance, but it's strange. I know we talked about this at the beginning in spring training, to not necessarily judge myself on the first half. And here we are getting close to the second half, and I've yet to throw a baseball in a major league game. So it's almost like you throw one outing and then the second half comes around and it's like, well, now it's time to be judged. But it's circumstances have led me to this point, and I don't know when it's going to click. I always say this every year. It's like when it does, it does, and I don't know when that's going to happen. But as far as physically, I feel good. I feel like consistency of the stuff is where I want to. And actually, the 2 days ago, my stuff actually felt pretty good. And I don't get too hung up on the metrics of stuff, but I do like to pay attention just to make sure stuff's not getting like out of whack. And everything seemed to be pretty consistent, so I was happy about that. And then it just comes down to execution. Execute, mix it up, and just be a pitcher. And that's what it comes down to.
Woody, so, what do you think of the circumstances it coming in Miami?
Yeah, kind of strange. You know, when I went down with the elbow and got hit, and we started mapping out the days, I started looking. I'm like, you know, if it had, you know, just the chances of that happening the last time I pitched in a major league game was on that mound. And that's kind of when stuff started going south for me. And, but it's weird how this game works and how full circle that kind of comes around. But, honestly, I don't know how I'm going to feel. I don't know. Like, I'll be excited to go pitch, but I don't know the emotions. And, you know, I'll just be excited just to go pitch in a Major League Baseball game again. And whatever happens, happens, and then just go from there.
There is Brandon Woodruff back on July 1st speaking to the media in New York on the anticipation of this return start now in Miami. The Milwaukee Brewers 49-40 going up against the Miami Marlins 40-47. Brandon Woodruff versus Edward Cabrera. It'll be the first time we have seen Woodruff on a mound since September of 2023. Coming up on the other side, no Austin Herdin yet today. He's on the way up for vacation up north, but he did send in a parlay with a good reasoning, had his trends all ready to go, did a fantastic job hooking it up with that. We will go over the parlay for the people that Austin Herdin provided for the leadoff show today, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At the wall, looking up, see you later!
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook to find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Welcome back to the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Before we get to the parlay for the people today over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, let me run down the Milwaukee Brewers lineup again for you guys here on the other side of the 12 o'clock hour. Sal Frelick leads things off. He's in right field. William Contreras is the DH today. He will bat second. Christian Yelich in left field will bat third. Jackson Churio in center field bats fourth today. Bryce Turang at second base will bat fifth. Caleb Durbin, the third baseman, bats sixth. Jake Bowers at first base bats seventh today. Andrew Monasterio, the shortstop, will bat eighth. Eric Haas rounds things out. He is catching today, batting ninth for the Crew. No Austin Herdina today over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Kind of a late sub here, but he did send over a parlay that he really likes today for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, going through the betting odds courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Moneyline, slight favorite towards Miami today, but it's minus money on both sides, minus 110 in favor of Miami versus minus 106 for the Milwaukee Brewers. The 1.5 run line is in favor of Milwaukee, however, minus 205 for the Marlins to cover that, and the over-under set at 7.5 runs. And Austin Herdina sends over on his parlay today that the Marlins have covered the run line in 12 straight games now. He's not going to veer away from that. It's been a tightly played series. 1.5 is good value. Brandon Woodruff is ready, and he has had his rehab starts. If he's pitching well, then they will stretch him out and let him finish 5 innings of work today. Sal has been very consistent this season. He likes him to get a hit at the top part of the order today. So you put those pieces together, and the Miami Marlins 1.5 run line, Brandon Woodruff to go over 14.5 outs. So that is Brandon Woodruff to pitch 5 innings for the Milwaukee Brewers and Sal Frelick to get a hit, pays plus 335 over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Again, it is the Miami Marlins to cover 1.5 run line today, Brandon Woodruff to go over 14.5 outs, Sal Frelick to record a hit, pays plus 335, courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
The key to building a winner in baseball is a strong minor league system. Who are the names we should know? How did they play in their last game? Ironworkers Local 8 brings you Building a Winner. Be a cowboy of the sky. Apply now at IWL8.org. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Time for another Building a Winner feature presented by Ironworkers Local 8, building Milwaukee's future one beam at a time. Thanks again to Ironworkers Local 8 for being a part of the Leadoff Show all season long. Let's get right into the action. What happened in AAA yesterday?
Nashville Sounds.
Nashville comes away with the victory. They are 49-35 after a 9-8 win over the Memphis Redbirds, the St. Louis Cardinals AAA affiliate. In the game, Jefferson Cuero, 2-for-4, had 2 RBIs. Andrew Vaughn, 2-for-5, with 3 RBIs in yesterday's game. Jorge Alfaro had 2 hits, 2 RBIs as well. Looking to get another victory today in game number 6 of that series. It'll be Logan Henderson on the bump for Nashville with a 7-3 record, a 3.12 ERA currently in AAA.
Biloxi Shuckers.
Biloxi Shuckers, they would come away with a victory 6-4 over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. That is Miami's AA affiliate. Luis Lara picking up a hit. Mike Bovey, 1-for-4 in the contest as well. Xavier Warren, 2-for-4, had 2 RBIs to his name. Looking ahead again at what's going to happen today for Biloxi, they are going to send out Casey Hunt for Game 6 to wrap things up against Pensacola before their off day. They are sitting now 49-31 on the season in first place in their division.
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Timber Rattlers have a doubleheader today in Appleton. We're going to see Melvin Rodriguez going for Wisconsin as well as Tanner Gillis. The game got rained out against the Beloit Skycarp. They're looking to bounce back. Currently 3-10 in the second half right now. They had a pretty close to 500 record coming into it. Now 37-41. Trying to take down the Beloit Skycarp. First game will be 2:10 Eastern, so 1:10 start. About an hour from now, we will see the first game. They will play the second game immediately following that.
Carolina Mudcats.
Carolina Mudcats yesterday fell to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the game. Jesus Made picking up a hit and an RBI. Braylon Payne went 2-for-4. Eric Batanti 1-for-5. Jose Anderson a hit. A lot of action on there. No game for Luis Pena. He had the day off. Unfortunately, now in second place after the loss in the North Division of the Carolina League. 46-32 pitching today for them. We will see. They are waiting, actually, to name the starter of Fayetteville. It'll be Wandy Torres going for Carolina, trying to wrap things up in Fayetteville for game number 6 of the series.
Arizona Complex League Brewers.
Complex League yesterday, we saw the Complex League fall 8-7 to the Complex League Guardians. However, Josh Adamczewski, back on some rehab assignments, was able to come around and score once, drew a walk, no hits in the game. And Jaden Fielder, 1-for-3 as well, had 2 RBIs, 2 walks. Right now on the year, Jaden Fielder is currently has an 898 OPS. He's batting 277, has a 434 on base percentage. We'll see Prince Fielder coming to Milwaukee July 25th, obviously, for the post-game home run derby. And maybe we'll see an appearance from Jaden if all things line up in that contest as well. Dominican Summer League Brewers played each other yesterday. 9-7, the blue team would take down the gold team. 13-11 now on the year for the DSL Blue, and 9-16 this season on the DSL Gold. This Building a Winner feature presented by Iron Workers Local 8, building Milwaukee's future one beam at a time. Very excited for the other side of the break. We will talk to Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports, the Fan Milwaukee. You can follow him on Twitter at @byandrewwagner. Not a lot of action to talk about yesterday in the Milwaukee Brewers 4-2 loss in game number 2 of the Miami Marlins series, but we will absolutely be asking him about Brandon Woodruff again today. This is the day. 680 days later, Brandon Woodruff is back on a major league mound, and it is back against the team he last pitched against as well in the Miami Marlins. What can you expect out of him? Austin Herdina was pretty high, thinking that 5 innings could be in the cards for Brandon Woodruff today. If he comes out of that healthy, looking fresh, maybe just a couple of strikeouts, velo stays throughout those 5 innings, I think everyone will be excited and happy to see Brandon Woodruff back on a major league mound again for the Milwaukee Brewers. It is the leadoff show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at focusbaseball.com, ages 6 to 17.
Welcome back to the leadoff show. Tommy Wirtz here with you live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Before we get to Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports, let me run down Milwaukee's lineup one last time for you guys here today. Sal Frelick leads things off. He'll be in right field. William Contreras is the DH, batting second. Christian Yelich in left field will bat third. Jackson Churio in center field bats fourth today. Bryce Turang at second base will bat fifth. Caleb Durbin, the third baseman, bats sixth. Jake Bowers, the first baseman, bats seventh. Andrew Monasterio at shortstop will bat 8th. Eric Haas catching and will bat 9th for the crew. Joining the show now, as he does each and every day, you can follow his work at Forbes Sports, at The Fan Milwaukee, and also follow him on Twitter, at By Andrew Wagner. Joining us on the Gruber Law Office's hotline here, fan guest hotline, that is, it is Drew Wagner joining the leadoff show. Drew, happy Sunday, my friend. How are we?
Happy Brandon Woodruff Day, my friend.
Yes, yes. That I don't really have much to talk about in yesterday's game. There wasn't anything really too exciting. It's been the Brandon Woodruff pregame show, by all means. What do you think that clubhouse is feeling today? Do you think it's a mix of a lot of emotions? Is it more excitement, concern, you know, hype? What's going on, do you think, right now? Brandon Woodruff is back 680 days later, pitching again for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I mean, I think the guys are fired up. They're happy for him. They're excited for him. You know, there's not that many guys that were there in 2023 and for, you know, the bulk of Woodruff's career, but he's been in that room every day rehabbing for the last year and a half. He's been around them. You know, they've watched the work he's put in. They're happy for him. They want to see him back on the mound. They know what it means to him. They know how hard he's worked. They're excited, and rightfully so. This is a huge day, and not just in terms of baseball, but Brandon Woodruff's a good man. He's a good guy. He's a great teammate. He's loved in that clubhouse. He is a cornerstone of this franchise, and to see him get back up on a mound today for the first time in whatever it is, 650 some days. I mean, it's a big moment for those guys.
Yeah, I can tell that we've seen Brandon Woodruff emotional in the past. We played back some audio again from July 1st, and today he's said it pretty well. He's not looking for results today, right? It's all about healthy and feel for Brandon Woodruff. If we are going to look at what looks like a successful start today for Brandon Woodruff, is there a pitch count they'd like to see? Is there a spin rate they'd like to see? Velocity is being kept throughout the outing. What do you think would best signify a healthy, ready to ramp up when he can, Brandon Woodruff, from today's outing against the Marlins?
I think the best thing they can hope for is that he walks off at the end of his day, regardless of when that is, on his own, without a trainer, and just walks back to the dugout. You know, yeah, you want to see the good velo. You want to see him up around 94 and keep by. You want to see him put up some good numbers to get some good results. But I think the most important thing today that everyone is looking for is that he goes his 5-6 innings, whatever it is, and just walks off the mound without any medical attention. That is the number one priority.
Drew Wagner joining the leadoff show. Follow him on Twitter at By Andrew Wagner. Let's talk a little bit about today's game and some of the corresponding moves that got Brandon Woodruff to come back on the 26-man roster. We talked about it with just how the timing worked out, maybe some recent performance. Chad Patrick is optioned back down to AAA Nashville to make room for Brandon Woodruff. I don't really want to talk about yesterday specifically for Chad Patrick, but let's just talk about those 18 starts, those 19 outings for Chad Patrick. 3.52 ERA, he got 94 innings of work for the crew, was a guy that was not supposed to be on this roster until the beginning part of the season. How do you think Chad Patrick and the Brewers look back at 2025 for Chad Patrick so far? Maybe there's a chance he comes back, but I think that would mean bad news on the other side for the starting pitching. But if Chad Patrick looks back at this season, this first half, you can't tell that story without Chad Patrick, it seems like, for the Brewers in the first half of 2025.
No, he came up. We knew his background. He came up at a time of, let's face it, desperation. And he answered the call. You know, he helped stabilize that Brewers rotation in a time of absolute chaos. You're right. You can't tell the story of the 2025 Milwaukee Brewers without telling the story of Chad Patrick. Yeah, the last couple outings aren't what he or anyone wanted. But the fact that he went out there every fifth day, he didn't miss a start, was never fazed by the moment. Just did his job and did it very, very well for the most part. I think it's a huge step forward for Chad Patrick, and makes you excited about this Brewers rotation going forward. You know, you think back, it's hard to believe how long ago it was. You think back to 2018 when you had Woodruff coming up, you know, basically a rookie, and you had Peralta as a rookie, and you had Burns in a rookie, you had Hader pitching in the bullpen as a rookie, and you're sitting there thinking, man, this Brewers pitching staff is stacked, and it's going to be for the next, you know, couple of years, the foreseeable future. Well, you have that right now. So you're going to have that moving forward. You've caught a glimpse of it. There are some things that have to be ironed out, but this guy learned on the fly. He learned how to be a big league pitcher while being a big league pitcher and getting big league bats out. It's impressive, and you have to tip your cap to him.
Yeah, and that's not something we see very often with any major league ball player. Chad Patrick figuring it out while in the moment in Major League Baseball. Again, you know, the 3.52 ERA was 32nd in baseball this year. I mean, that's a very, very serviceable and above serviceable for Chad Patrick's start to the 2025 season. Maybe we see him again for another appearance, but like you said, the future definitely bright on the starting pitching side with the Milwaukee Brewers. Let's continue to talk a little bit, some injury news. We saw Garrett Mitchell officially added to the 60-day IL, and he is now expected to miss the remainder of the season. It was reported that they're shooting for a spring of 2026 now return for Garrett Mitchell. What do you think the Milwaukee Brewers do in the future here with Garrett Mitchell? Because it's been a lot of the same story, unfortunately. You know, when he's out there, he provides some pop. He's a plus defender. But now the Brewers, I mean, you got Churio and Frelick that you would assume are going to be there for a little bit of time now. And then on top of that, Isaac Collins playing very well. It's going to be a very tough decision, don't you think, when it comes to what Garrett Mitchell's role is going to be in the future for the Milwaukee Brewers based on his history?
Yeah, he's going to have to come into spring training. He's going to have to earn a spot. You know, we'll see now what happens if Perkins does, in fact, make his way back to the big league club before the end of the season. Does he play? He has a chance to play his way into the competition as well. It's kind of a make or break. It'll be kind of a make or break spring training for Garrett Mitchell. You know, he's incredibly talented. So they know that. Can he stay healthy and can he stay on the field? That's the big thing. It has to happen in spring training. He has to have a good, productive, healthy, full spring training. He hasn't had that either. You know, battled through that at times. It's going to be big for him. You know, it's a shame that he's not going to get to see him the rest of the year. It's a shame that another potentially promising season is ended by injury, but it's been his track record. You know, fault of his own, or just some guys it tends to happen to. They need to see something out of there.
Drew Wagner joining the leadoff show. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. His work at Forbes Sports as well. One other question here. Just want to ask about it if you've asked before or you know something. But I think it's interesting now. Brandon Woodruff coming back. He's making his season debut. On top of that, Eric Haas is catching for Brandon Woodruff today. And we've seen that with, I believe, Chad Patrick's first outing. Eric Haas caught that. Jacob Mizorowski's first outing. I believe Eric Haas caught that. Is there something that is more comfortable with Eric Haas when you are coming back to the major league mound that you might see a trend as to why he continues to get these outings? Or is it maybe just giving Contreras another extra blow after he was DHing just a couple of days ago?
I think there's more to do with just getting Contreras and less. It's hard to say because Woodruff hasn't really pitched to anybody in the last year and a half. Maybe some bullpen sets and some minor league rehab assignments. But, you know, Haas has been up here when Woody's been down in the minor leagues. So maybe aside for some side sessions, that's about it. I don't think there's too much to read into it other than just trying to get Contreras some rest.
What about Rhys Hoskins, Drew? Sorry, excuse me. What about Rhys Hoskins? How big could that injury be for the Milwaukee Brewers? Sounds like it's just going to be a couple of days, but they're going to definitely take it slow with him. Could it be something that maybe charges him back up out of a slump here based on the injury with the thumb yesterday in Miami?
I'm sorry, was that you broke up for there for a second?
Sorry, Drew. I had a frog in my throat or something there, too. Rhys Hoskins' injury, how big of a deal do you think it could be for the crew? Sounds like it's just going to be a couple of days, but do you think you could look at it maybe from a positive outlook
that maybe he can work through some things, get a couple of days off, because he has been struggling since the entire month of June.
Yeah, I mean, it could help. It definitely could help. You know, still kind of waiting to see if this turns into a long-term thing. It's unfortunate because regardless of the struggles, he's kind of a, you know, a big back to have there in the offensive lineup every day. Yeah, getting a break, though, that could help. Getting some time off, resting, getting away from it all. Can't hurt. I guess that's the best way.
Drew Wagner, thank you so much for jumping on today. Have a good rest of your Sunday. Happy Brandon Woodruff Day. Enjoy the rest of your day, my friend.
You as well. Get rid of that frog.
Yeah, thank you. There he is. Drew Wagner joining the leadoff show on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what just overcame me there, but we're back and we're good. One more thing to get to before we get out of here. Keys to the game.
How does the crew win today's game? Who needs to step up? Let's find out with the keys to the game. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Pretty simple today. It's Brandon Woodruff's got to stay healthy. Whatever that means for Brandon Woodruff and the Milwaukee Brewers, at the end of the day, whatever the time frame is, Brandon Woodruff walks off the mound happy with how he performed and happy with his health after that as well. That is today's keys to the game. Brandon Woodruff's health, making sure that he can perform at the highest level and sustain that health at the highest level. That's going to do it for us here on the Leadoff Show. Happy Sunday to everyone. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Tune back into The Fan tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. Pack-A-Day Radio Show. I'll be in for Andy Herman one more day. Mason Crosby Show, 9 a.m. to 11, presented by Verizon, number one network in Milwaukee. And, of course, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's from 2 to 5. We'll be back tomorrow on the Leadoff Show at 5 o'clock, hour-and-a-half show. Freddie Peralta going up against Yoshinobu Yamamoto of the Dodgers. It is the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Don't forget, send them home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.